depends. There's no set amount, really.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ever say that I'm overrun with homework. You always have a chance to do it. And there's homework clubs after school if you know, need help.
You can also go to the library, they help with homework as well.
Yeah. And normally the teacher will sort of say on the class charts, they'll say how long you should be spending on each piece of homework. So normally we say in year seven not to set anything sort of, you know, longer than about sort of 30 minutes to an hour per week for each subject. But it can, as they said, really, it varies. It does vary.
You also get projects sometimes to do at home. So you have like an hour a week of something for a term, which you get, they don't happen very often, but you do them in geography, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Geography and history is the ones I can think of. I don't really get them elsewhere.
Yeah. So like we have a project, I'm a geography teacher as well. So yeah, where they make like a journey down the river model. So that's an example of like an extended project that would be for homework for about 2 or 3 weeks. Also in year seven history, you get to make a castle. Going in Montbailey Castle. So yeah, so there can be some longer pieces of homework that might last for 2 or 3 weeks or some shorter pieces. What can you explain about MassWatch as well?
MassWatch is, it's just a website you can go and you have your own like personal account and your teacher can set tasks on there for you to do and you just work through the questions and submit your answers.
Okay.
Also, if you get stuck on them, there's videos. Which you can watch, which explain the questions.
That's good.
Thank you. Anyone else have questions? And ask what their favourite subjects are.
What are your favourite subjects?
Oh, don't have to say mine.
PE.
I thought you were.
What types of food?
What about you, Emily?
Types of food is there?
Health and social is quite a good one if you take that as an option. I quite enjoy English as well.
What about you, Thomas?
Science. I love science. I like history and geography. About it, really.
I quite like geography.
And sorry, we were just answering that first question. What was the second one? Was it about food?
Yeah, what types of food is there?
Well, that's a good question.
It's different than the junior canteen.
Is it?
Everything.
Yeah, they have a really nice canteen.
Yeah, give some examples.
You've got like pizza every day. I think they do pasta pots every day.
Roast Wednesdays.
Is it fish and chip
Friday?
Fish and chip Fridays, yeah.
Yeah, nice they do different themes as well. They do like Chinese or Mexican. So they do different themes sometimes on days. So yeah, you can try different dishes. There's two different canteens, so you'll have your senior one, won't you?
Yeah.
And then the junior one.
The junior one's really nice, it's just been refurbished.
Yeah. So you can either eat in there, or you can take it to outside. So you can either eat in the year seven area, or you can eat you can sort of just walk and talk room.
Are they allowed to eat in the hall?
Yeah, if it's raining, you can eat in the main hall, but there's lots of variety of food, isn't there? There's also like a salad bar, there's sandwiches, there's sweet things as well, like donuts and cakes, and there's loads.
Spreads, wraps, that kind of thing.
Fruit.
Fruit,
yeah, there's lots. We've also got Breakfast Club. Have any of you been to Breakfast Club? No, so Breakfast Club in the morning, we've got that at 8:15. So you can have like waffles, pastries, bacon rolls, there's a hot chocolate machine, which is very popular. Oh, I forgot to say about the slushy machine as well. Got a slushy machine.
Junior canteen.
Junior canteen.
We're not allowed them.
You need to get on it, Thomas. Tell them off.
Oh, also in the summer, they sell ice lollies, which is a godsend when it's hot.
Yes, that's really nice. So yeah, what's probably different from primary is you get a lot more freedom at secondary school. So you can, your parents or carers can top up your accounts. And then you've got a little thumbprint or a PIN number, and then you type it in as you go and pay for your food. So, yeah, so lots of choice.
Yeah.
Brilliant, thank you. Has anyone else got any more questions?
Oh, yeah.
You've got one more question.
Do you have to bring our own equipment?
Yeah,
you have to bring most things.
Usually the teachers have stuff that they'll lend you, but, you know, it's just best that you bring your own stuff.
Just have a pen and a pencil.
And a
calculator,
a tractor,
not really
rulers.
Everything.
You need a ruler.
Yeah,
you've got tons of
Yeah, but you should have a ruler. Yeah, so basically what they do in tutor time every morning is your tutor will check that you've got all your equipment. So with your pencil case, so get, like we just said, all of the equipment there, so your pens, pencils, rubber, ruler, calculator, those sorts of things. So we check those in the morning. If you need to borrow some things, if you've forgotten them, then we think that we're going to use the Student Resource Centre could be a place where you can go, which is basically the library, to pick up any resources, or you could speak to your tutor in the morning. Okay, but yeah, we do expect to bring your own equipment. We have put in the transition pack about if you want to buy a maths pack. I don't know if you've seen that in your pack that we gave you. If you have a look at that, I know there was lots of information in there, so your parents might have seen it. So that we are selling packs of equipment. So if you want to buy one from us, then you're more than welcome. Okay, or you can buy them yourself.
Thank you. Does anyone else got any questions that you just want to ask off the back?
Don't worry, we can talk about something, and if something pops into your head, you can ask.
Will we be doing science experiments in chemistry or something like that?
Oh yeah, go on, you can explain
that. I think you do quite a lot in year 7, don't you? You do quite a lot of experiments in year 7. Obviously, they're not quite as dangerous as they are when you take it as a subject, like option. So yeah, you can set a lot of things on fire, which is pretty fun, do a lot of experiments.
Safely on fire. Who is it? Didn't one of the teachers set the fire alarm off once from Jeffrey?
One of the teachers set themselves on fire.
Oh yeah, who was that?
Miss Williams.
Oh gosh, yeah. She was okay.
She was only on fire for a little bit.
She was fine. Doesn't normally happen. It is safe.
It's a habit.
So you get your Bunsen burner license normally on your induction day, actually. Yeah. So you'll probably do the same. So then you'll be able to use a Bunsen burner. And then, yeah, as Thomas said, if you take triple science, or you'll all do GCSE science anyway, you do more and more experiments sort of as you go up through the school, don't you?
We use some cool ones in triple science.
Do you? Yeah. Oh, nice. So there you go. If you're into your sciences, you get lots of experiments.
Thank you.
Good question. Should we say about trips?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to say about trips? Any trips you've been on?
Oh, I went to the France one.
Nice. Which one? The Paris?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to say what that was like?
Fun. Yeah. You get to go, like, isn't it depending on which side of the year?
Yeah, so they'll be doing French.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't get to choose?
No.
Oh, we got to choose.
Oh, well, no, you can. So you can go to Paris or Seville. Yeah. But if you're doing French, most people do go to Paris.
Oh, yeah.
But you can do.
Yeah, yeah. Chosen in year 7.
No, it's a new system where that they have to do in year 7. If they're granite, then they do French. So if they do TS or Spanish. So yeah, what did you do in Paris then?
Went to France.
Theme park.
Yeah, you go to Park Astrid.
Oh,
yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, it's great.
Tons of Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah. You get to see like the Eiffel Tower, you do a river cruise. I did it last year as well. That was good fun. What else did you do?
Arc
de Triomphe, get one of the massive buildings in France, which I've forgotten the name of now.
Yeah.
Lots of, have you been on any, Emily?
I went on Belgium.
Yeah, what was Belgium like?
Wet.
It rained a bit, did it? What was that with history? Yeah, so there's lots of opportunities. There's ski trips. So every 2 years there's a ski trip to different places. There's the year 7 languages, which we just talked about, to Paris or Seville. There is the French exchange. Did you do that?
Yeah, I did that.
How was that?
That was good. So you go to Cluses, which is a town in the Alps, basically, and you get to go and live with sort of like the equivalent of your French student, and you live with their family for a week, and you go skiing and you go in the school, and it's just a nice way to experience and kind of be surrounded by French, or they don't do a Spanish one.
So that's a really good experience if you get the opportunity. And then if you take history at GCSE, do any of you take history? Yeah. So which
you get to go Belgium in year 9, which is year 9?
Well, year 8,
year 8 or year 9.
So you go to Belgium, You can go to Berlin in year 10, which I was supposed to be going on, but then it got cancelled, which I'm very sad about.
Will they not do it next year?
Don't know.
Yeah,
we might do it next year. They haven't told us.
Okay.
If the situation changes. Sterling's only in year 11.
Get to a concentration camp, don't you?
Yeah.
So there's lots of opportunities for trips. So if you want to go abroad, there's lots of trips, and hopefully, obviously, we'll be able to do all that next year, once everything hopefully settles down a little bit. That's some opportunities.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Will they take you up the Eiffel Tower? Because I've heard that you can go on up the Eiffel Tower.
They haven't, have they? So yeah, not in the past.
We go by it.
Yeah, we look at it.
You like sit underneath it, don't you? Walk around it, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't actually. Yeah, they don't go up the Eiffel Tower just because it's quite long queues and everything.
Oh, the lifts are broken.
Yeah, the lifts are a bit. Yeah, they're not very great. So we normally look at the Eiffel Tower from another building, which you can see, which is quite good. And you can take lots of pictures underneath
it. Yeah, you can also, the other building that you go up is much higher than the Eiffel Tower, and it's just a better view, really.
Yeah.
Brilliant, thank you.
I was just thinking the only other thing was just about like maybe form time. We talked about form time, what we do in form.
No,
I don't think so. So yeah, so tutor time, that's half an hour every single day. Do you want to say some of the stuff we do?
British values.
Yeah,
interform sports. So your form plays every other form doing a different sport.
So yeah, they do different, you do different sports, like they're crab just remembering football. Zulu, yeah, crab yeah. football, seated volleyball. Yeah.
Rounders.
Yeah.
That's football rounders.
Yeah, so that gets quite competitive, and those of you who've got Miss Flitney, she's super competitive because she's a PE teacher. So she'll be expecting good things from her form for the interform sports, I reckon.
Miss Freya, in it, I'm not.
What, sorry?
Miss Freya with the Miss.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm with the.
You're with Miss Burrell, are you?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, she's quite competitive as well, don't worry. The Year 7 tutors are quite competitive. And then what we do, we have assemblies on Mondays. So Monday is always assembly. And then Tuesday we do like a follow-up to the assembly. And then Wednesday is your interform sports. Thursday we do a focus on literacy and reading. And then Friday is our attendance and we catch up with any homework. So that's for half an hour each morning. So you'll see your form tutor every morning. So they'll be your person that you see every day, which is nice. Just thinking, anything else? Any tips for when you start, do you reckon?
Move out the way of the year 11s.
Keep to the left.
Yeah.
Don't get mouthy.
There's quite a few year 11s who are quite cool. Some of them can touch the top of the doors, can't they?
Quite easy.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah,
oh.
I can do that.
Well, maybe it's just me who's short then. I can't do it.
Yeah, 6 foot four.
Yeah, there's one. Yeah. Is he 6 foot 4?
Stanley's 6'5", isn't he?
God, we've got some students who are 6 foot 4, 6 foot 5. 6 foot 4. So, yeah, so keep to the left in the corridors.
Oliver's one of the oldest.
As many people as you can from other forms and in transition when you start school, because you know those people last. So
yeah, so yeah, meet, yeah, talk to everybody.
When I started, I thought that everybody else older than us was scary, but really they're not. They're just there to help you, and everybody's going to be there to help you if you need it.
That's nice. Yeah, that's really true. Thanks, Emily. Yeah, you've also got your buddies as well, so they can help you out. And normally, if there's a problem, you either go to like your tutor, your buddies, or myself, or Mr. Petchy. And really, as Emily said, anybody around the school will be willing to help you. Yeah, we've got good. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, student support.
Oh, no, she's
not there anymore. Yeah, so we've got good student support team. So if you need, if there's some two lovely, lovely ladies in there who, if you want to chat to, they're great as well. So yeah, so you have lots of people that if you're feeling a bit unsure, a bit lost, or just need a little person to talk to, then there's lots of people there.
Thank you, that's really helpful.
Brilliant. So any last questions before we go? No, you've asked lots of brilliant questions. I think you're one of the best schools. You're most prepared. I'm very impressed. And you had them all
very much.
Yeah, it was great. And it was really nice to meet you all. And yes. Say thank you very much to my year 10s, my lovely year 10s here for helping
me out.
Thank you.
And as I said, I'll be in touch in terms of the tutor meet and greet sessions.
Brilliant, thank you.
I think it's going to be the week, the 13th of July.
Okay, thank you.
Just book appointment via the school. So I'll, as I said, I'll let you know. I'll send you the links for the virtual tour of the school and the tutors as well.
Thank you very much. That'd be brilliant. I'll show them all. I've got another year six joining on Monday. So when I've got the most amount of year sixes I can have, I'll show them all and then we can do it all together.
That's great. And then any forms that they need to bring back. So we've said to send them back to Weybridge School. I mean, if you want to collect them there and then post them off, that'd be fine. Or if they
want,
if they want to do it individually, I don't mind, as long as, yeah, if they, there's quite a few forms to get through.
Yes, yeah. Okay, I'll have a word with some parents, see if I can collect any, and then we can post them off as a big pack, if that's more helpful.
Brilliant, thanks. I just thought the only thing we didn't talk about was like uniform and stuff. Is uniform PE kits, are we all okay, know what we've got to wear for that?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what you need to do?
Yeah, anyone want to ask any questions before we go about uniform or PE kit?
No.
No? Okay, so yeah, so that's all in the letters and everything. So if you have any questions, just let me know.
How do they do like the sizing for it?
They've given like online measurements, and they've given like an online like sort of tape measure, so you can measure yourself. So that's all there, and you can go along. There is some you can try some on as well. Like they've got some loads of stock, so then they leave it to air. So yeah, brilliant. Right, well, lovely to meet you all.
Lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem at all. It's really great to see you. So we'll. Be in touch soon. Thanks very much and see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.